This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
This is the new Rakatitita. Ready?
It's drag her.
The only podcast allowed to be RuPaul's Drag Race on the internet. We are so happy to have Nicole back. Nicole, how are you?
Oh, listen, I'm doing okay. Life is good. How are you, Mono?
I'm doing okay. Life is good, you know, and doing okay is okay, and being okay is fine. So
yes, say all of the synonyms.
What about just like a very medium emotion church? Just say, you know what I mean?
I like it. Yes, praise him. Everything is
praise
good.
Him.
Everything is good.
Everything
the
is
Lord
okay.
will giveth. It's good. This is great
pray.
For all of us.
Pray, and you might be okay. If you pray, your life will be okay, and then your children's life will be okay. We're wild. How are the cookies? Are the cookies okay? Are they fine?
The cookies are so good. So there's this like cinnamon churro one.
Oh, that one's good.
That is so fucking good. So it's a cinnamon cookie. Mm-hmm. And then there's like cream cheese filling that is also kind of like cinnamony and sugary. It is so delightful. And then the chocolate chip Nutella one. Oh, boy, Mono.
Good. Wow. I'm glad. We need to order more from there. And we need to be sponsored by Stuffed Cookies. That's Stuffed Cookies.
Cookies. They're very tasty. I really had a nice time with them.
I really enjoy them. I like the stuff inside. I like that you can freeze them. I really like them.
Oh, you can freeze them.
You can freeze them.
Oh, that's nice.
And toast them.
You know?
Yeah.
Fuck this.
Yeah.
I ate it wrong. I should have heated it the fuck up in the oven, not the microwave, and put ice cream fucking on it.
Oh,
God damn.
That's fine. They're easy to order from, and you can pick them up locally.
I'm acting like I'll never get them again.
I know. They're fun. I'm glad you enjoyed them. You're a queen. We are here in, I guess it's still November. Are you going to buy anything on Cyber Monday?
I honestly probably will because I've just been buying a lot of home stuff, like lamps and... I bought these two little rats holding a plate, and in the plate goes a tea light, and they're just like on my table. And the reason why I got them is because they look funny, but also I was like, if there's rats in my house, like what a treat for them to be like, we should leave. She kills and she puts them on display.
Wait, are the rats made out of like a pottery or is there a hair? Are they stuffed? Are they taxidermy?
No, it's not taxidermy.
They're
like little statues. That would be insane, Mono, if I had taxidermy mice in my house.
You buy some funny stuff, like you.
I do,
and I enjoy that you buy that kind of stuff, where you're like a lady's face, but also a zebra's ass on a lamp. You love that stuff.
Honestly, that is my aesthetic.
Yeah,
a zebra's ass, but a lady's face, and it's a lamp.
I love that. Well, hey, do what you got to do. I'm going to buy something stupid for sure.
What are you going to buy?
You know, I might be a real basic bitch and buy like a cycling bike.
Oh, I might. Okay.
Something, because I'm also like, I got to do something. We're going to be fucking indoors for a little bit more.
It's so wild. It's as if everyone was like, well, we're just going to misbehave till we get a fucking vaccine for this shit. And it's just like, we could have had a summer. We could have had a nice fall.
You know what else it feels like? It feels like the first time we were like, dad's going to come home in a month. And now we're the kids who are like, dad's not coming home.
Yeah, Dad went to get cigarettes, and cigarettes are not a real thing. Daddy never smoked.
Yeah.
Daddy never smoked.
Daddy never smoked, and this shutdown just feels like we're let down children. We are totally, yeah.
But also, the shutdown, because, okay, so if you don't know, L.A. or California is in a shutdown again. Uh-huh. If you live in Atlanta, you don't know what shutdown means. If you live in Florida, you've never heard of it.
No.
But, or also Oklahoma. When I was in Oklahoma, they were like, we never shut down. It was like barely. But yeah, we're in another shutdown. And to me, I'm like, my life doesn't change.
Yeah.
Like nothing has changed. I'm not going to restaurants. That's insane.
I've never been doing any of this. It's wild.
Like I went to one restaurant. Or no, I've been to two restaurants. One, there was nobody there. Nobody at this restaurant. So I was like, I think we all okay. The second restaurant, the girl was head to toe, PPE, like in a fucking bubble. Everyone else is just sitting, tee-hee-heeing, no masks on because you don't have to wear them when you sit. And I was like, what science is this?
It's not.
What logic is this? If anything, it's like, no offense, restaurants, you got to do maybe a little bit more for your like servers. Like hand out fucking shields. Hand out shields and be like, you have to wear this shield.
Yeah.
And the bottom part, you just lift it while you eat, but you wear that fucking shield.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, world. And fucking government, get your shit together. We can't do this. We've got to talk about drag because
you know, this was a juicy juice episode.
This was a fun episode. How are you feeling about this season as a whole?
I like the girls. I will say it started with like way too many, but that's just Drag Race, I think, in general.
Yeah,
it's always a little bit too many for you to keep up with. But now we're down to our eight top girls.
Now our six top girls. It's madness.
Oh, well, now it's six. Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah, no,
I watched the wrong episode.
I don't know. Did you?
I watched the pageant one.
Yes. And then at the very end, they let go of two girls.
Yes. Okay.
I was going to laugh so much. I was going to laugh so much. I was going to be like, let's do it. But yes. So we already had a double elimination in the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
And Bandit's limping, Kana's gone. That sucks. Mm-hmm, that's stupid. Mm-hmm. Kana was great.
I liked Kana. I was surprised that Kana went home, but you know.
Big surprise.
People gotta go.
People gotta go. Anjali feels guilty. Mm-hmm. I guess people gotta go, but I'm smelling some stunts because we've got a lot of episodes left in this season. So I smell a stunt coming.
Wait, how many do we? We don't have six left? Oh no, we would have seven left.
We have six girls left, but like I smell a stunt because we have a lot of episodes left in this season.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what's happening, but probably something. So here we go. We're opening. Our hosts have switched their looks.
Yes, yes, yes.
Cute, cute, cute. Ha ha ha. They're impersonating each other. And now we get our reading challenge. Oh.
Yes. This was fun. And Miss Kimway says, I am quick with my words, but most of it is nonsense. And I was like, bitch, that means you'll be good at this.
She's great. I mean, she had at least one really good read when she said, like, is that your chin or a stalactite?
She like, also said that Anjali An is called Thailand's Beyonce. But then, wait, no, she goes, she called her Thailand's garbage Beyonce. But then Anjali An says, at least my vagina doesn't stink.
Yes.
I was like, this is funny.
This is wild. I wrote that down too. I was like, okay, she just wants to make sure her pussy
but
does not stink.
My vagina doesn't stink. And then Miss Jeannie going for the judges, I was like, okay, I don't know if I would do that.
I wouldn't do that.
It wasn't a read that I thought was like good enough to be coming
for
the judges.
No, it wasn't. So. I don't even remember what it was. It wasn't good enough.
It was something about like looking good, but like looking like, I don't know. But I really love the response was, this will affect your runway.
That was funny. I'm here for Pangina in general. Like she's like this in this whole episode, but I feel like she always is. She's my favorite shutdowner. She's like, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. And you're like, oh. She's gonna spill
like,
some tea.
Okay.
This is gonna be fun. When you're like, okay, so let's see what other else. Shrimala bombs, poor girl.
Yeah, and she's so funny, but like she can't do it, but she's just so funny.
Yeah, and that happens, you know. She's in the vein of a Tammy Brown.
A little. She does look a little bit like Tammy Brown anyway.
Right. But it's like, she's funny, but the second you tell her to write down something funny, mm-hmm. game over. Not gonna
yes.
work.
And then Vonda says to Anjali Ann,
yes.
Beyonce, you think, but you're really just beyond hope.
This was great.
And
this was great.
She says, Jeannie, polish your lamp. It's starting to lose its shine like your Ooh. Challenges.
Ooh.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
Vonda actually won the reading challenge. She actually
I mean,
won.
I thought they were really, really great.
Yeah.
But Tormé did say to Miss Gimway, get some insulin instead of filler.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's a great fat joke.
That made me laugh. I may have filler treatment, but you need insulin treatment. Insulin is so funny. Why is insulin so funny?
Here's the thing. There will be, I've got some, a diabetic came for me because I said I made a joke about type 2 diabetes
mm-hmm.
and she came for me. She was like, please don't joke about diabetes. I'm type 1, this, that, and the other. And I was like, well, I hate to tell you, the joke was about me and it was about type 2. So it had nothing to do with you. So go away.
Go away.
She very respectfully was like, I'm so sorry. Thank you. Goodbye. And I was like, not everything has to be about you. Like,
no.
I thought it was a funny fat joke.
It's a funny fat joke. You're a fat person. You get to make that joke is not even the right word, but like you have, it is part of your point of view. And the fact that you're making fun of it, it makes it more irreverent and even funnier. So yeah, you're allowed.
And I guess you could come from the point of view that's like, but you don't have diabetes. And I'm like, yes, that I know of.
So joke's on you.
Yeah, bitch, I might have it. I'm one blood test away from that being a great joke. That's true.
I'm not diabetic because I don't read test results, honey. I have to say this. This is another funny thing that happened on, I can't remember what podcast I heard. It's a podcast there. Someone was like, oh, people can't pay, like, you know, we're all struggling to pay our rent. And then the host or like the guest was like, I'm struggling. Or she was like, oh, I don't struggle to pay rent. I get foreclosed on. it's because I have a mortgage it's not that I can't pay the rent. I can't pay my mortgage because I'm a mortgage girl. And it was like, what?
No,
so
that's
you're
funny.
Bragging. So you're
that's
bragging.
That's very funny. And I'll tell you why that's a good brag. Because you had to put a lot of money down in order to get a mortgage for you to default on. So at one point you were doing great. So that's why I like it. I don't pay rent, honey. I default on mortgages, okay?
And I need you to know that 100%.
That's funny. I love that. I love that so much.
I don't borrow money. I use my money poorly. my God.
So Tormé wins.
Yep.
And I
truly
think she won with that insulin joke. And she makes pears, which I thought was smart to match girls who do not speak the same language together.
Yeah. It's a good stunt.
It's a great stunt. So we have Bandit chooses Tormé.
Mm-hmm. Gimway and Vonda.
Yes. And then Jeannie and Sirmala.
Mm-hmm. And Mocha and Anjali.
Yes.
I
was like living for this. And then their challenge, this mini challenge is not a mini challenge.
Oh my God.
This is a maxi challenge.
This is absolutely a maxi challenge. This episode just kept going and going and going.
Yes. This was a heavy ass fucking episode. So they had to do a full ass talk show.
Yes.
Where they were interviewing the top three. No.
From the first season.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
The top three from the first season. Natalia, Anna May, and Dearest Doll.
I like them. Which one was the one in pink? Things were moving too fast for me to.
Dearest Doll.
I like her. She's fun.
She's honestly very Adore vibes. She's very like a charismatic wild child who like hits the mark or sometimes misses it, but you're like here for mm-hmm. it. Yeah. And then anime. Honestly, anime is very Chad Michaels, just polished down.
Okay.
And Natalia Pliakam, I don't know who to compare her to. She's really her own diva. She's just like, just talented and just an all around talent. Yeah, she's wild. She's there. Mm-hmm. It's another fun season.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll go back and watch season one because I'm enjoying myself.
This one has more stunts for sure. I mean, the stunts and shenanigans are wild here. Just wild.
Okay. Okay.
So they're working together. Shyamala needs translation for Genie. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. And like is bugging out about it. Mm-hmm. She's just like, translator, I need help.
Yeah. Mocha and Anjali hate each other. And
yeah, that's what it seems like.
I'm here for it. And Mocha doesn't want to talk too much, but she does. She claims she doesn't want to talk too much, but she does.
She wants to talk forever.
She talks forever, and we need to talk about this. Well, maybe we'll go in sequential order, but I have opinions on her as a host.
Okay. Well, let's go in order.
Yes.
So, who goes first?
I think Gimwai and Vonda go first.
Yes. And Gimwai, I just wrote, poor Vonda.
I know.
Vonda was steamed, rolled over. My God, she didn't get to say anything.
She was. And tell me if you disagree, but for some reason I was like, Gimwai, it doesn't feel like she meant to do that.
See, to me, it felt like Gimwai was like, I know what I'm doing, I'm going to talk.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
a mean way, but like in a way that she was like, we started this in Thai, and that's just what we're speaking right now. And Vonda, if you want to speak some English, then you can try to do that.
Yeah. 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 It's a precarious thing that they're constantly dealing with on this season, period, is like English and Thai. It seems so challenging to.
Yes.
To constantly be like. And also, we know what it's like to be out of your language comfort zone. It can be so uncomfortable when you're like, I just want to be respectful and communicate. But I need to make a decision now if I'm going to actually be eloquent in my language or try to bridge a gap in a language I'm less comfortable in.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's tough. But I think they were just really trying to open it to a lot of, you know, different South Asian queens.
Yeah. Which is smart.
So I say bravo to them on that. But yeah, it is a little, it's hard.
Yeah. Did you notice Anime Wong like leaning into the shot? Like,
yeah, that made me laugh so hard. I loved it so much. I was like, okay, girl.
Yeah, she's going to get hers.
And I like how they had 3 minutes left. And then Gimwai, I got to say, thinks very quickly on her feet. She was like, runway, bring it to the runway.
That was smart. That was very, very smart because unlike like, you know, Charlie Hyde's, which some of them had a Charlie Hyde's ending where, remember that? Where she was just like, okay, we have to go break now. Bye.
Yep.
Oh my God. So she was like, yeah, let's figure it out. Let's do something. Runway's great choice to run out the clock.
It made me laugh. I was like, this is it. This is smart.
It's smart. It's smart. Vonda doesn't get a word in. And next is the very chopped Tormai and Bandit. They looked like they just left a Vitamix. They look
shredded. It was a very wild look. I can't express how wild their makeup was.
Yeah, they look like the Debbie character from Adam's Family Values after she gets electrocuted a little bit.
I'm sorry, I don't understand that reference. I've never seen the Adam's Family Values.
Oh my God, Nicole, I think you'd like it.
Sorry, I've never seen
it. It's okay. You will love it when you get a chance to watch it. It's very good. Very good. But
yeah, they look wild, but I do like that they asked this question about love. And yes. I liked that question. It was like out of the blue. I was like, what does this have to do with anything? And then I can't remember which one of them was like, but you're so rich. And I was like, oh, no. And everyone has a good laugh at how wild that question was.
Yeah. They asked Natalia, like, they're like, but why not? And she's like, I don't, what? Sorry?
I think the thing I like best about Thailand is like, there's no like, shoo. It's just everyone being like, ha ha, that was stupid.
You're right. There is a lot of just like, everybody, did you hear? It's not done in the editing. It's just right there.
Just right there.
Yeah. And then everyone yells about it. I do love the camaraderie. This one had a Charlie Hyde's ending.
Yeah, man, that was fucking messy.
Yeah, that was weird. Didn't like that. No, thank you. No, thank you.
No, no, no. A lot of these were messy and I enjoyed watching.
Yeah, it's a good time. This is like the season six. Well, they did it in season one, too. Season one and season six where they interview someone. Remember in season one where Akasha puts her butt in Tori Spelling's face?
Yes. Also, wait, fuck. Where they interviewed Chaz Bono and his grandmother.
Georgia Holt.
And I can't remember what was... there was like someone got insulted.
Yes. That's because Jocelyn Fox asks Cher's mother if she is still pro-life or if her opinion has changed.
Yep. That's a perfect question to ask somebody.
And this is after she said someone who
came out of, or no, yes, someone yes. Whose pussy Cher came out of. Yeah. Fuck. She was like, I'm going to offend them from top to bottom. Wonk, wonk.
Oh my God.
Then we have Jeannie and Sermala. Mm-hmm. And Sermala truly.
Jeez.
Oh boy. She got steamrolled with
she can't get in the double dutch to save her life.
Jeannie.
I know. Jeannie's doing the thing where like she's just like she's so stressed that she can't let anything breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of like, okay, if you were a tree, what would you be? Yeah. That's a good tree. Now tell me, what is a cloud? Would you be a Sirius? Nope. Couldn't remember any clouds.
Cirrus, you were close. Cirrus, you're close.
Cirrus or a cumulumbum. What's the other one I'm thinking of?
Cumulonimbus.
Wow, Mono.
That word's too long.
How did you retain that from school?
It's one of the four things I remember. I don't know why, but I was like, wait, clouds got names? And I was just like, it really fucked me up. I think it's Cirrus Stratus.
Ooh, yes, yes, yes.
Cumulonimbus.
Yes.
And then is cumulus the other one?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't give a shit.
But Stratus is a Dodge. Dodge Stratus.
Dodge. I also drive a Dodge Stratus.
Mm-hmm. There was a Chrysler Nimbus. Whatever. Anywho.
Yeah. There was a Chrysler, but that had one of those names, too. I remember that.
Yeah. And that's all I know. Cars.
That's all I have to say about that. Cars.
Disney's Cars.
So Sirmala tries to end the show, and then she's like, "Oh hey, no, never mind. Hey, what's your Instagram?"
Which was so crazy. I was like, "Why do you need these girls' Instagrams?"
I know, I know, I know. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? It happened.
It was very strange.
So then, Mocha.
Yes, Mocha Diva and Anjali on. I thought Mocha did a nice job of leading and including Anjali Ann.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a cute little game of like, which is better, chocolate or sex? And I thought you didn't like it.
No. Okay. I liked the game part. But one thing that I was like, Mocha, I thought was, she just went really hard at the top and in a way that I was like, that's so aggressive. Or it's like, I don't know. She's sometimes it feels like she's not having fun. Clearly she's not having fun, but she's pretending she's having fun.
Oh, fair. I thought she was just like, I have to host this show. That is something I'm doing right now.
Right.
I need to do that.
Yeah. So Mocha and Anjali win.
Yes, which I fully agree with.
I agree. The game was fun. And they go out of the way to be like, this doesn't count towards the runway. I'm like, what?
And I was like, how does this not count towards the runway?
Why not?
That was so much work.
That was so much work. Why not? I don't know. That was very strange.
Very strange. So the main event is stage. Wait, no. The main stage event Star of the Galaxy, to me is a little nondescript, but also pretty descript. I don't know. I guess the girls didn't go as far as I wanted them to go.
I fully agree. I mean, I want them to look like that really cool Jada Essence Hall look where she's like the fucking solar system.
Yes. Or like give me a Nina Bonina Brown cardboard cutout alien.
Give me an alien. Give me an ugly alien. Give me. I would love that. And, you know, I think we should dig into the looks. But yes, first. Yes, yes.
What? 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 What do we have to do first, Mono?
I'm sorry. We have to take a break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, do you hear that? Do you hear that hot breath coming off of my chest? Because I got a lot of things to say. I swallow some things and I, no, stop it. That's not funny. Okay. Save it for the main stage of Drag Race. I swallow a lot of things like stress and like when people are being rude to me and when like I can just like navigate. That's kind of one of my issues as a person. Like I navigate issues by just swallowing it all, taking it in and being the quote unquote bigger person. Guess what? Getting things bottled up is not good for you. It affects you negatively because mama, the body keeps the score. Ting, ting, okay? Your body is that NFL scoreboard, honey. And therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. So why not work through whatever's weighing you down with the help of BetterHelp? I benefited so much from therapy and I cannot express enough how important it is to have a regular practice of sharing your feelings. BetterHelp makes it so much easier, you know, because they have a broad range of therapists all over the world. You can conveniently connect with them on chat, on video, on text. I think you should really think about giving BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Honey, don't swallow that. Stop it. Don't you dare swallow that. You need to get that off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. Ooh, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain, because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Bring back my break.
It was very pheromone before the break. I liked that.
Thank you. I've lost my mind. I can't take my ADD medicine right now.
Oh, that's trash. I think you're perfect. I really do.
Thank you. Should we do their outfits and then the answers? Just do that together?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whatever you think. We could do them. We could do them together. They're so wild. Let's do it.
Or do you want to double back? Like, we can do whatever.
Either is really fun. Let's see what comes natch. Let's see what just pops out of us.
They're
supposed to make themselves the most beautiful, just to remind y'all.
Yes, and they say beautiful 100 times.
Yes, yes. Yeah, they do.
Make yourself the most beautiful. Beautiful.
Beautiful, in general.
Beautiful, generally beautiful, not beautiful to yourself, beautiful, beautiful to everybody, and not just beautiful to you, everyone. Beautiful to the world, beautiful
be
world.
Be beautiful, think beautiful.
Body beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
the body beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, that song by D'Angelo, and that's
beautiful,
it.
Beautiful, that song by Christina Aguilera.
That would have been a good lips.
Beautiful.
That would have been around.
Walk the street. No, man, I wish I could sing.
Me too. I am horrendous. So, whatever. There's some chat in the workroom. Maybe Bandit was an asshole when they were younger. Mm-hmm. We're at the runway, and there's sort of like a star stripes, red, white, blue theme for the judges, it seems like.
Yeah, that I didn't really understand. But everyone looks beautiful.
Maybe star stripes equals the galaxy. Who knows? Love Art Aria. Love, love, love.
Yes, I especially love... I mean, it's just so pretty. They're so pretty.
Cool, a really cool prop wig with the stuff, whatever the fuck that is, and
like
cool
birds
top.
Or something.
Yeah, and I love Pangina's sort of Harajuku choppy wig. I love that.
Pangina heels always looks stunning. I'm always
really
like wowed by how pretty she is.
Me
or they
too.
Are. I don't know pronouns.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I enjoy Pangina so much, and I want to fuck them in every kind of gender expression.
Truly.
Yeah.
So hot.
And then we have other hot people. We have Miss Universe Thailand. Hot.
Very beautiful.
And then this very handsome gentleman named John Winyu.
Woof.
Woo, woo, woo. Rough, rough, rough.
Love.
Love. And Mu Asava, I'll say he's a hottie too. Wow.
Everyone is so stunning on that judges panel. Not an uggo in sight.
They are yummy, I must admit. And that's it. I'm horny. So here we go. Miss Star of the Galaxy. Genie is first, and she's giving Miss Galactic gold dust.
Yes, and there was a lot of explanation about the outfit, but I was here for it. The gold fabric is stunning. The construction of this dress is everything.
Agreed.
I wasn't fully into the headpiece, but I really, really love the outfit as a whole. Wow.
This is one of my more favorite looks. I like the detail. I like the drapery elements. Mm-hmm. It's cool. I liked it. I'll chirp it for sure.
I'm chirping it. It's definitely a chirp. Yeah, I thought it was stunning.
Now, would you like to talk about her answer? She was given an answer of like...
I guess we could just go through the outfits and then talk about the answers.
Okay.
I think that works.
I love that. Okay, so this is a chirp for us. I like it. It works for me. Gold dust spill.
Yes, yes,
sure.
Yes.
Sure. Next is Bandit giving Miss Black Hole. She's a bit... There's little avatar. She has a cape, sort of like... Mm-hmm. Just kind of like a black and white Luke overall.
Yeah, I really like this. I love that deep fucking V on her. Mm-hmm. The short hair works. The cape works. Mm-hmm. Everything is working for me. Her makeup is stunning. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Chirp.
I'm gonna chirp this. I'm gonna chirp this. When I heard Black Hole, I was hoping for something a little, even just a little more extreme, but this is gorgeous. This is gorgeous. You can't clock it.
Yeah, I hope before she like walked down the runway, there was a black man that she had bent over and she was like, the black hole. I'm kidding, y'all. I'm kidding.
Ha ha ha. This is a comedy podcast. Thank you for listening and joining us. We say things we don't mean and it goes ha ha ha.
Yeah, it goes tee hee hee ha ha ha.
Woo.
So that to me is a chirp. You said chirp?
Yeah, it's a chirp. It's a chirp for sure. It's a chirp.
Okay. Sirmala?
Yes, giving... She's from a planet maybe called Dao Ayuri, and I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it's a planet also known as Texas because...
Yes, we got that big pageant hair. This big hairball is everything. I loved it.
I liked it, but I thought it did not meet the prompt. I was like, what
sure
planet?
Sure didn't. Sure didn't.
It sure didn't.
I mean, unless the planet is her hair. And then, like, okay,
right.
I get that.
Okay, I guess I'm seeing that. It's definitely, that silhouette is very planet-like. She trips, but she's so likable that she pulls it off.
Yes, I just wrote this slip.
Yeah.
I gotta say, the dress, it's too cutesy, too beauty queen. You're right, she did not understand the assignment. But that being said, I'm gonna chirp it because I like it.
I'm going to burp it because to me it was just a little too cute for me.
Okay, fair. I fully understand that.
Totes. Then we have Tormai giving another planet maybe called Dao Kanong. Maybe that's what they name planets in the solar system, and I'm just dumb, and I don't know that they obviously have Thai names for them. Maybe that's what is throwing me off. Maybe I should look that up. Nope, I refuse to educate myself.
That's funny. I never thought of it that way. I was like, no, it's Pluto everywhere. Like, of course there's Thai names for planets.
Uh-huh. Okay. No, I think I'm not. Okay. Yeah. No doubt. What Google is telling me right now is that it is a district in Bangkok. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So they're just having some fun expressing themselves and calling it a planet. Work. This was boring for me.
Yeah. It was very prom dressy, but like also cute. I thought she looked nice. I don't think she understood the assignment at hand.
Yeah.
But again, I thought it was nice, so I give it a soft I don't want to burp it because it's not ugly.
Yeah, you're right. The hair's good. The pieces are nice. I guess I'll give it a
Yeah, right? Just a little.
Just a little one. Just a tiny little one. Yeah. Okay. She does beautiful. Work. Next, we have Mocha doing the stars.
I love Mocha Diva. I love this white Queen of Hearts collar. I thought the fabric was stunning. I like the silhouette of the dress. I really liked her makeup. Like, the judges were underwhelmed, but for me, I was like, I think this is great. This is a chirp.
I love this. I think if she just had one more sort of fantastical star-like element, it just would have taken it over the top, even for the judges, because I agree. It's good. It's good. So I'm going to chirp it for sure. I see why maybe they wanted one more crazy thing.
Yes. Next up is Angeline. I don't think I say her name right. Angelina Anna?
Yeah, I think it's Anjali Anang, if I'm not wrong.
Oh, yes.
But
yes,
I could be wrong. I don't know. Hey, listen, I'm not Thai.
We could all be wrong.
And I hope there's Thai people listening who are just like, God, they're dumb.
They're like,
God,
they're stupid. All they have to do is listen and repeat these names, and they can't even fucking do that.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, we don't know what the hell's going on.
It's like if you could say Evie Oddly, you could say this girl's name.
Truly.
So she's wearing a black mermaid dress that lights up. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really cute. Again, not galaxy to me. It reads like cute Betsy Johnson, but like I'm really here for it. And I think her face looks stunning. I love the glitter highlights. I think she just looks really beautiful. And then one of the judges is like, your tits out. And I was like, okay, sir, calm down. You've seen a titty before.
What was that? I mean, did he just yelling at her about her areola?
He was just like, your fake titties out. You didn't clock that?
I did hear that, but then I didn't. I was like, honey, Anjali is breasted. You know what I mean? Like, she is a breasted queen. So I was like, don't scream at her cutlets showing. I think that's her.
Yeah,
mama.
That's her titty.
Yeah. So that was the only thing that I was just like, what is happening on this day? But her dress gave me a little bit of Christmas tree. But she is beautiful, so I'll give it a light chirp.
I'm giving it a full chirp. I really liked it.
Good. Okay, next we have Miss Yim Hwai, who is doing Frozen Planet, and ice or something is falling off of her.
Mm-hmm.
They love it.
They're bugging out about this dress, and I'm like, it's a silver dress with birds.
Okay, thank you.
But I will say this, I do like it, but like, I'm like, why are we gagging over it?
Thank you. I thought the same thing, and I was like, am I blind?
I might be stupid, but this is like, honestly, kind of basic. Her padding's not all there, and it's a fine look.
It's a fine look. It's Elsa 1.0. I love the shoulder pieces, but that's not...
Yes.
Well, the rest is just a dress.
Yeah, and I will say, it's a chirp for deaf. Like, I love it. Mm-hmm. But they're, like, screaming, and they're like, ah! I was like, not all that. Not all that. Unless it looked better in person. I don't know.
Maybe it looked better in person, because that's a possibility. But I agree, her face is stunning, and the shoulder pieces are awesome. So I'm going to give it a light chirp.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a full chirp. I liked it. I just didn't see the commotion.
There was a
the
lot
motion
of
in the
commotion.
Ocean about this.
There was a lot of lotion happening in this locomotion, and I was like, what is the motion?
Yeah.
What is the notion about this commotion? I don't know. I don't get it.
Vonda.
Oh. Vonda.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is what we should have been screaming about.
Yeah.
I love this gold dress. And I love it.
I
the
love
makeup,
it.
The face applique. Oh.
It's smart. It's smart. And it's
I
giving
loved it.
It's giving a galactic queen, but it's still very beautiful. The hair and using the accessories in this way is awesome because they look expensive even though they might not be.
Yeah, I think they're literally cardboard cutouts dusted in gold, but like I'm here for it.
Work.
I like it.
I love it. I'm here for her. Yeah, she very rightfully wins this challenge on today.
Mm-hmm,
so it's a chirp.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Chirp.
Chirp.
So now they're getting their questions from each of the judges, main judges and guest judges. I didn't write down the questions. I just wrote down.
I know the gist of each of the questions, which is so funny to me. Right? Or I didn't write them down perfectly, but I'll just say it. So the first, they have questions. Some of them are gag. Some of them don't feel as comfortable talking. And Jeannie goes first, and they give her a very classic pageant question about like social media. What are the pros and cons?
Mm-hmm.
Very
and
classic.
And I just thought it was a very lovely answer. I don't remember a thing.
Yes.
I just remember being like, mm-hmm, this is nice.
It was perfectly pageant. It was like, okay, yeah, this is nice. This is nice. It's well thought out. Yeah, okay, yeah. She definitely passes. She passes, no doubt.
Yeah, yes. And then what was Bandit's question?
So Shrimala's next, and this is
oopsies.
Crazy. That's okay. This is just so crazy. I have to talk about it. Her question is, what would you say to the two prisoners in prison, and can you sing them a song?
I don't know if it was supposed to be funny, but it made me laugh.
It
made me laugh so hard.
This felt like such a 180 from the first question. This felt like when you're mad at someone and you're like, sing me a song, make it up on the spot. I promise this is even. Like, you're like, nuh-uh. What?
Uh-huh.
Like when you give one person at the spelling bee the word car and the next person asphyxiation. You're like, okay. That was weird. And she sings a song, and then they make fun later. They're like, that wasn't a good song you made up.
But it's like you asked her to make up a song on the spot.
Yeah. That was strange as fucking hell. That was strange.
It was very funny. It made me laugh so hard.
Very funny. And now Bandit. Bandit.
Yes. So what was Bandit's question?
What can you do to reduce the sexual harassment problem?
Yeah. She was like, teach kids at home. Also, teach them that watching porn isn't taboo. There's a time and place. And I was like,
what?
That's okay.
What?
That's okay. You
okay.
know?
Okay.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong, but this is such a wild question, too, because it's like, how do I lessen all of sexual harassment?
Yeah, it's like, bitch, I don't fucking know.
I don't know. Unteach hundreds of years of toxic masculinity. This is hard, honey. But she brings up porn. So funny. God, this is crazy.
Yeah,
I love it.
I mean, all of these questions are wild.
So wild. So wild.
Tormai. What was Tormai's question?
Would you like to be reincarnated? Like, what would you like to come back as?
Yeah, and then they loved her answer, but I thought her answer was just like, everybody wants to be reincarnated, but like, I'm trying to stay dead. Also, let's just be of pure heart and mind.
Yeah. Keep my ass dead. Can you imagine if someone opens the coffin and it's an angel and they're like, welcome to your second awakening? And you're like, ew.
I would be so mad. I'm not trying to live forever. Like, I'm truly just here for a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Here for a little. You just roll over, go right back to sleepies.
Yes. When I'm gone, I would like to stay gone.
God, you know, I have to admit that I would want to come back because, but that's just because I am so scared of the unknown. I want to fuck around some more.
Listen, you don't know what you were like before birth. It's the same thing.
Damn. I know. But what if you come back and you're like a really like even prettier? I know that's like kind of impossible for you. But
I don't know how I'd come back prettier. I mean, right? We're going to be a real about it.
Get fucking real. You're right. It would be weird, especially if you get a shit one. If you're like,
yeah,
ew.
If I come back and I'm like a nasty fucking idiot, I'd be so upset.
What if you come back as like fucking like the 2028 MAGAs? You come back.
Oh my God. I would be so upset.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh my God, I have to like go to like rallies for a president who lost.
Yeah.
Like imagine that's how you're going to spend your day. I'm sorry. There were no Obama rallies after he left office.
No.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's fucking weird.
It's so dumb and weird that it's just like that there are basically people out here that are just cheering for the team that lost the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is over.
Yeah, it's so wild to be like, well, we're going to like keep watching these plays over and over again. And you'll see.
Right.
You'll see the Steelers won. So Mocha Diva is next.
Mm-hmm.
What was her question?
She gets a pretty softball question on like, are trans people good?
Yeah. And she's like, they are good. And I'd like to. It was like, if you are the winner and the first trans winner. And she's like, I would like to influence people and stand proud. And I'm like, yeah, baby, that's great. Yeah.
Great pageant. Great. Very. Yeah. You know, yeah. Yeah. It's that's yeah.
It's a fine
there's nothing
answer.
More to add. There's nothing more to add. Angeli is asked, what would you say to children in countries with economic problems? Wow, heavy.
Yeah, she told poor people to not lose hope. And I said, okay. I was like, I mean, yeah, what more can you say? Yeah. Like, you can't reinvent their whole economical system.
No, you know, she says stay strong, work hard. I mean, you know, and it is very like, it has so much to do with the culture that they're like, you know, work hard for the future of the country. Whereas I would be like, work hard for you. Work hard for your fucking self.
Yes.
But that's a cultural thing. And it's what is quite beautiful about their country. But I was just had a hard time being like, damn, do it for you. Mm-hmm. Fuck your country a little bit. Like just a little bit.
Yeah,
do it
just
for you.
A little.
You know, but that's very American of us, I'm sure. Okay, Gim Hwai is asked, how does love change your life?
Which I was like, this is a softball question. She was like, it's a good answer about how love helped, like loving herself helped her be the person she is. And I'm like, yeah. Of course. This is a great stock answer.
Stock answer, stock question. What else can she do? What what else can she do? I love love. Like there's nothing else she can do. Vonda is asked, how do you get through toughness or how do you get through a tough period or sadness?
Yeah. And then this one was like, this one hit me because she talked about how, you know, performing, you know, is something that brings her joy. But then you just go home and you're alone and you have to learn how to love yourself and learning to love yourself makes you happy. I was like, yes, bitch, this is it. This is I think so many people can identify with that because it's like, if you're a teacher, you go to school and you teach kids, that brings you joy. You go home alone. Mm-hmm. You work at a supermarket. You make all your, you know, other checkout people laugh and tee hee hee. And they're like, oh, we love Jim. Jim's the best. We love working with Jim. Jim goes home and Jim's alone. So it's like, you have to learn how to be okay with yourself and love yourself.
You truly, and that's, happiness is a choice. And that's the good and bad part about it is you just... You choose to be happy. You choose to feel blessed about what you have. Because like we're talking about, we're in a very okay month. And we can choose to be happy about it and count the blessings we have. Like we're not damn dead in a ditch. And it still is challenging. But we can take hold of our, you know.
But just read a New York Times article about how happiness does not fuel us to be alive. Being unhappy does. It was a very interesting article. You should read it.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, like, right? Because it's like it's not the good times that keep you up at night. you know?
No, it's the bad times. It's like, oh, I can't believe I said that one thing.
Right.
It's never like, I can't believe I threw that winning pitch and my dad was happy and finally said he loved me.
And now I'm asleep.
Hush-oo. No, you're just like, I won that winning pitch. My dad finally said he loved me after 13 years of never saying he loved me.
Totally.
And one day he threw me down the stairs and that wasn't fun.
That was weird.
That was real weird. That's a weird spot in our relationship. That's
yeah.
the shit you think about.
I literally today like spiraled for about 5 minutes because someone said no to me. Like, and it wasn't even a mean no, but they were just like, no. And I was like, oh, I
and
don't
like
that.
What? Why?
Yeah.
Why would they ever say no to me?
No, I don't like
this
the
is
word.
Unkind.
Yeah. And they really just meant no, no, the light
yeah,
switches
like, no,
over there.
You.
Yeah. And I was like,
no, the light switches over there.
And it freaked me out. So, yeah, it's tough. We can choose to let go of some of that bullshit that holds mm-hmm. on to our brain bobs. The brain bobs in your head.
Brain bomb, 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 bombs.
So Vanda gets emotional backstage, of course, mm-hmm. misses her mom. She doesn't know about drag. Bandit encourages her to, like, get out there and, mm-hmm. you know, tell her. Why not? And her necklace is ruining the sound the whole time.
Sure is.
That was loud. But it's a nice touching untucked moment.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. But now we have our bottom two queens.
That's right.
We have Mocha Diva and Shamala.
Yes. Now I'll say the critiques are Genie and Bandit are safe.
Yes.
Vonda, Gimwai in the top. Vonda wins. Great. The rest of the gals mm-hmm. are safe. You know, Tormai and Anjali are safe. Yeah, I guess this checks out overall. Why not? Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, Tormal, I probably would have put her on the bottom just because it was like just a prom dress.
I wrote the same thing. I wrote the same thing.
I mean, that's like my only thing. That's the only reason why I put her in the bottom.
Is she safe? I feel like she's been coasting for a while. I feel like she's friends with somebody. I'm like, this is weird to me. I think she's good, but like Kana going home is unacceptable over her. Unacceptable.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
So. There we go. Yeah, lip sync. Here we come. Mocha, Shamala. They have different styles, don't they?
They sure do. And I do agree that Shamala won.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. Because Mocha's doing the over athletic thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's a common misstep, like, you know, in season 6 when Laganja's doing a little too much in her lip sync.
Yes, 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 yes,
with
yes.
Jocelyn Fox. Even though she does a good job, but she's really going all the way nuts, nuts, nuts. What else mm-hmm. is another lip sync where someone just does too much? Oh, Kahana Montrese does too much
in
season 11.
Oh, with Latrice, and it's You Make Me Feel, and it's such a slow, rooted song.
Yeah. With Kenya.
Wait, who were you
Kenya.
Saying? Oh, Kenya Michaels.
That's
sorry.
A good one. That's a better one. Kenya. I was talking about when Kahana does too much and her lip sync against Mercedes Iman Diamond.
Oh, yes. And she's doing backflips
work,
and flips and whatnot.
Work.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I get it. Why, you know, there's nothing wrong with doing too much. It just doesn't work sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Shamala's having more fun. She's goofier. Great. Shamala stays.
And then Mocha is on her way home.
Girl.
And then Mocha turns around and says, before I go, I need to speak on something. Miss Gimwai brought a scooter that was not brought here the first day. It was here another day, not the first day. And just want you guys to know that. And then Pangaea Heels is like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell us this beforehand? Why are we only finding out about this now? And she's like, I just wanted to know. I couldn't just go home. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you should have said something last week.
Yeah, this is weird. And then she's like, okay, go away. Let's talk to Gimwai. Gimwai, is this true? And she's like, yeah. It's true. I had some parts, but then other parts I brought in. And then Mocha, they're like, Mocha. And she's in boy shorts and bald.
Yep. Yep, bald headed, half out of drag. Yes.
This is shocking and good TV. This is great.
Yes. Pangaea Heels lays into her. After she's like, I did this for my international girls. She's like, this is not a gift. This is not how you want to be remembered. You want to leave gracefully. You don't want to be like ratting people out. If somebody's doing something wrong, you say it then. You don't wait till you're under the bus. Just throw them under the bus with you. And I was like, yeah, she should have said something. She was sitting on this for when she was going to get eliminated.
That was fucked up. And I honestly were, I wish they said, fuck you, Mocha. Bye.
Yes.
Bye, honey. Like, yes. I can't believe they took this moment. And I hated this. That then Gimwai has been doing so well. She's so unique.
Yeah.
Now has to leave and is disqualified because of a stupid scooter. Are you kidding me?
Yes. Yes. It's so dumb. It makes me upset.
This is crazy. Like, I would never be like, she brought a scooter.
Yeah, I'd be like, whatever. She had a scooter. Who cares?
I would be happy for her. I'd be like, girl, oh, great. That's great. That works. Honestly, the fact that you had the ingenuity to bring that, build that look up for this thing, that work. That's great. Yeah. That makes the whole show better. It makes us better. And then Mocha talks again and is like, well, yeah, I'm like, shut the fuck up and leave. I went from liking Mocha to now, like, I think I'm done with her. I'm like, I didn't like this.
Yeah, I was like, that was like a shady, shitty way to exit the show.
And I'll get over this. I'm just like in the heat of the TV moment, but I'm just like, I did not like this.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird. Now we're down to six girls.
Six girls. And I got to say, that was an excellent episode of television.
It was a damn good episode of the TV.
I really enjoyed myself.
It's a good. No, yeah, it's a treat. It's a choo-choo and a tutu.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a real damn good time. And this season is proving to be a real standout that people should be talking about.
It's a good fucking time. And I wish more of... you know, Drag Race fans watched it and lifted it up. Maybe I didn't see it. I don't know. I just see a lot of tweets where it's like International Drag Race, where they don't include the Thai queens. And I'm like, don't discredit these girls. They're really fucking good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's unbelievable. It's they deserve to be a part of things. I hope Drag Race does more to like, let's straight up have an international season, because it'll be fun. It brings awareness to everyone. It'll be cool. It would even be cool if there were like certain challenges where it's like, this challenge is in Thai. Y'all have to catch up.
Yeah, catch up. Deal with it. This is in Hollandaise sauce.
This is in Hollandaise sauce. Yes, it's in Dutch.
yep, which Dutch.
Most people call Hollandaise, though. To be fair.
Dutch.
But that would be cool if they just like week to week, they were like, okay, like, and then maybe we get to English. Great. But it's just like the way ESL queens are treated on the other show.
Yeah. Where they have to get up to speed on English. Yeah.
Yep.
I love that idea, Mono.
It would be good. It would be a good treat. Well, before we say
to World of Wonders ears, before you say what?
Let me say amen. And let me just read this great little review. Thank you. Write and review us on the Apple Podcasts, because they're fun and they're neat and they make our egos feel really juicy.
Oh, so good.
This one is from Jimmy DeJour, and it says, not only do I love the content and humor made up words and deep quotes, but as a cis white boy, I listen to and care about POC perspectives that I can't see on my own. You are deeper than you give yourselves credit for. Also, I came up with Diva Stacy Beverly Hills and would die if you said it on the pod. Keep it up. Now, is this like Anastasia, like Diva Stacy Beverly Hills?
Oh, Devastasia? Yeah.
Devastasia Beverly Hills?
Wait, Anastasia, Devastasia?
We'll see.
Clarify for us if you'd like.
Well, we said it, so let me know.
There we go.
We meant it. What do you want to plug before we go, Nicole?
I just want to plug that Georgia, you have until I think December 7th to register to vote in the runoff. And then please vote. And if you have a little bit of money you want to give to Fair Fight, I think that's Fair Fight Action, Stacey Abrams's, make sure it's the one run by Stacey Abrams, because there's another one that's specifically named almost the same thing as hers, but it's not hers. She's been, you know, doing the work to flip Georgia, and she fucking did it when she realized that her margin was so small when she lost her run. She was like, Georgia could go blue, and it did. So anyway,
And that's how you leave a bitch on red. That's how truly, you fucking leave the United States Electoral College on red. Yep. And yes, it's fairfight.com. She is a fucking superhero.
She's
and
fucking great. She's also incredibly fucking smart. Yeah. I had the privilege of performing scenes based on her monologues, and I was like, this is dumb that we are dumbing down her her like clear vision and voice to do comedy off of. But she's great. Also, I've got other podcasts. Also, in this holiday season, support small businesses, because they're the ones who aren't going to make it through the pandemic. If you can do that, like I just posted on my Instagram story about my Instagram story about Croc Charms, that's black owned. Shop Fatties is where I get a lot of my vintage clothes from. They specialize in plus size vintage clothing. Mm-hmm. Twisted Movement is a friend of a friend's company for pole onesies and whatnot. And if you've got some money, she can customize shit for you. And she's really great. Her name's Nadia. She's also an incredible dancer. So, you know, follow these people.
And so is Stuffed Cookies, because Stuffed Cookies is
cookies.
Arab American female
owned. Yes, bitch. Give it to them.
I'm a big fan. They not only do amazing cookies, but they also sell a shirt that is specifically designed to support Lebanon, because they're still rebuilding. Yes. After that very strange disaster that happened there. Yes. So yeah, keep supporting POC small businesses.
Yes. Well, that's it for us.
That's it
for us. Bye bye, Mon Mon.
Bye. I have one more thing to say before I go. Just before we end, I just want one more thing.
Yes.
Nicole has a mic that is not podcast regulation. And I just think like that should be... I just feel like it's not fair that, like, she brought a mic to this podcast.
I see what you're doing. I started rubbing my mic being like, I don't know what you're talking about. I think it's fully for podcasting.
It is. You're like...
I was confused. Because someone on Twitter was like, your mic looks like a dick. And I was like, I think you're just trying to make... Oh, my God, my dogs. Okay, it's time for us to go.
Okay, it's time to go.
I have to let Sashir in because she's babysitting me.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Love you, Nicole. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Still about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.